Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Mr. Brad Friedman. We're going to be talking about voting. And well, Brad, thank you so very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Why don't you sort of introduce yourself to our audience so they'll know who you are and why you're concerned?
Okay. Well, I'm a blogger, actually. My blog is bradblog.com, and I found myself after the election taking a look at all of the election irregularities that were pouring in after the November 2nd election, and found that that information really was not getting out to the public through the media. I was one of the few voices, willing to report on some of this stuff, and in fact, it was, you know, the things that I was reporting were all, you know, confirmed, verified, facts coming out of boards of elections and so forth that was showing us that something was not adding up. And as things moved forward and there were more and more voices like mine and various disparate groups out there trying to draw attention to some of the real concerns we have about frankly voting, which is at the heart of our democracy, it occurred to me that we needed to sort of bring all of these disparate voices together, which eventually I did when I helped form VelvetRevolution.us, where we're bringing together, we're up to about 100 different election reform groups. We're issue-oriented, not party-oriented, and we're trying to do something about, frankly, a crumbling electoral system that seems to be affecting our country right now in horrible ways. You know, whether you're a George Bush fan or a John Kerry fan or whoever it was, you know, it's important that when someone is elected in this country, we can have confidence that, in fact, the guy who won, the guy or the girl who won, is actually the guy or the girl who got the most votes. And we don't have that confidence right now. And in particular, the case is getting even worse all the time because of electronic voting machines.
And I remember, of course, there was one instance in Ohio where there was 800 registered people in the precinct and over 4,000 votes for George Bush.
Yes.
And when somebody asked about it, they say, well, they just had a hiccup in the machine, a hiccup.
Right.
And that actually happened in a number of precincts, didn't it? It wasn't just that one precinct in Ohio?
No, it wasn't. There was hiccups, as you suggest, all over the place. And, you know, frankly, I've been a computer programmer for years. We don't have computer glitches, as they call them a lot. Generally, if a glitch happens, there's a reason that it happens, and there's a programming error that can be spotted, and the error can be repeated over and over again. There was just a few too many glitches that happened that were unexplained, continue to be unexplained, and even more troubling, a lot of these glitches would happen on one machine, and you know, because it wasn't reported by the media, folks weren't going out and finding out, well, hey, did these same things happen in other precincts on other machines identical software?
Hold that thought. We'll be back right back here in just a minute at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Now, America is a unique country. We have had certainly no revolutions in America for well over 150 years now. The people have accepted the process, the electoral process of picking our elected representatives, and whether we won or whether we lost, why we went along with it. But during the last election, there were a number of amazing irregularities, and we were just mentioning certainly one of the voting machines in Ohio. They reported that there were 4,000 votes for George Bush and only 800 people who were actually registered in the precinct. But that was not an isolated incident. Brad Friedman is our guest today, and he is a programmer, computer programmer, and he has been very, very concerned about what's going on. He thinks that what we have to be absolutely certain is we have honesty in our elections. And, of course, we're told that it's only the radical left, these radical communist fringe groups that are concerned about the electoral process. And I think that everybody should be concerned about the electoral process, because the exit polls agreed with the voting in almost every state except the major states, the swing states, and there was a very definite difference in pattern between the exit polls, which are very, very correct, and the numbers that came out of the voting machines. And there is a serious question: can we trust the voting machines? Are we giving the people who make the programs the ability to determine who is elected? How can we tell whether it's an honest election, Brad?
Well, right now, we can't. And that's exactly the problem. We're trying to do something about that at velvetrevolution.us because, you know, you point to those exit polls. And one of the maddening things, really, that's happened for me over the past few months that I've been reporting on all of this is the situation in Ukraine, where I believe it was actually the exact same exit polling company, if I'm not mistaken, ran those polls, the exit polls in Ukraine, which showed, in fact, that the challenger would have won, according to the exit polls, but the final results showed the incumbent winning. Well, the next day, George Bush and Colin Powell came out and said, look what happened. Because of the disparity in the exit polls, that is evidence that there was fraud at the polls. This was maddening, because that is precisely what happened in this country.
And hold that thought for just a minute, because I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, to realize that we're talking about power and how power can be misused even here in America. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Brad Friedman, who has put together an organization known as the Velvet Revolution, and he is concerned about the reliability of the voting process. Now, is it possible that there could be fraudulent elections in America? Well, one way you know how people are going to vote is to do broad screening, and of course you do exit polls. In almost every state, except for the few swing states, why the exit polls were exactly like the polling, the figures came out. But in the swing states, Ohio, and I've forgotten, I think, Florida and one or two others, why there was a very great discrepancy between the exit polls and the numbers. And here we found that, well, the example in certainly in Ohio, where, of course, you have 800 people in a precinct, you have 4,000 votes for George Bush, and the explanation, it was a hiccup. It was a hiccup in the voting machine. And of course, Brad is a computer programmer, and he said, you know, they can fix these. We are trusting not in the conventional process of counted votes, you know, where there are paper ballots and there's a trail. Why, we're letting computer programmers determine who we elect. Can we trust them? Well, our founding fathers believed that men were basically and inherently corrupt. You could never trust them with power, and that's why they wanted to put chains on the power of government. Well, we chink those chains off of the power of government, and now we come up with a voting process that gives the opportunity of anybody who writes those programs to determine who the next president of the United States will be, who the congressmen and the senators will be. How can we trust them? How can we find out if they've cheated? How can we find out, Brad?
Well, you know what? We can't. And it's almost unthinkable because what these companies, and there's nine major private companies who are now essentially running the public business of our elections, they have decided that their software that they create to record and count these votes is proprietary, that they don't have to show it to anybody. So we're not even able to inspect the actual software that records and then counts our votes. It is precisely the equivalent if I said to you, Dr. Stan, oh, you can trust me, I'm a very nice guy. Tell me who you want to vote for this year, and I'll go in and write it down for you. And I'll do that the same thing for everyone in your town, in your state, in your county, and you can trust me that I'm going to do exactly what you want. You would trust me, right?
Well, I think it's so vitally important. We've got to get back to paper ballots. They say, oh, my goodness, that's so cumbersome, where we won't know, until probably the next morning who won the election.
Yeah,
well, I would far rather have an election where there's a paper trail.
Well, let me say, I think that, there is, you're right, a movement afoot to go back to paper and pencil, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I would prefer that if I had my druthers and if I got to make election law. That said, these companies give hundreds of thousands of dollars to the politicians, and technology being what it is, they're going to move this thing forward, and we are going to have electronic voting, at least, until something radical changes. So for the moment, what we're trying to do at VelvetRevolution.us is say, look, if we're going to have these voting machines, then you guys, you private companies doing the public's business on public money, taxpayer money, mind you, you need to behave as if you're a branch of the government, because in fact you are, which means you need to be transparent, you need to be open, you need to open your hardware and software so we can inspect what it is that these codes are doing when they're recording our votes. You need to produce a voter-verified paper ballot with every vote cast. It's not rocket science, and a lot of these companies have come out and said, well, the technology is just not there yet, or it's too expensive. Mind you, these are the very same companies that make ATM machines where you do your transactions every day. They're 100% accurate, I think, and in fact they give you a paper ballot at the end of your transaction that doesn't cause problems and does seem to work. So why are they trying to keep this from happening? That's a question I guess we can allow others to decide, but as far as I'm concerned, and as far as VelvetRevolution.us is concerned, these companies need to take these recommendations that we've made. We sent them a letter on President's Day, actually, asking them to do the right thing for our country and instate these recommendations that we have given them. That, again, they're nonpartisan. They're just saying, if 7,500 votes are going to completely disappear, as they did in Carteret County, North Carolina, it would be lovely if we were able to go back and count the slips of paper to see who people actually voted for, instead of having to have a new special re-vote, which is actually what happened in North Carolina. So we're giving them 60 days to do the right thing. If they don't, if they do, we will laud them high and low. If they don't, however, the only weapon that we essentially have left right now, it used to be the voting booth, but we don't have that anymore necessarily. So now it's our pocketbook, period. And we're going to launch a massive and sustained divestiture against these companies, their affiliates, and their clients, unless they do the right thing for our country.
Well, of course, the thing is that everything centers around the power of government. At one time, the power of the central authority was limited, and we could have liberty in America. Now we have a government that, of course, has totally violated its constitution. You talk about these companies should be open like the government. I talked to Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch the other day. They got under the Freedom of Information Act the information on the pardons President Clinton had given to about 150 criminals during the closing days of administration. The court ordered the Justice Department to turn over those files, and they did. 950 pages, blacked out. Everything blacked out. And that's the way the government is working today. And this is the government.
I wish it was only that bad. I mean, it has gotten progressively worse in the past 5 years, to the extent that the secrecy we now have is, I'm thinking it's unprecedented in this country, unless I'm missing something. I mean, it's only getting worse, and you know, we have an American populace right now who seems to be generally okay with that, you know, and using the guise of 9/11, what happened there, and, oh, we have to increase security, and of course we do, but, you know, openness and transparency is the hallmark of a democracy, and if we can't, you know, if we can't hold up to those standards, then it makes it very difficult to march around the world as we're claiming to want to do and spread liberty. And, you know, so we need to do something about the openness and transparency, obviously, in our country, as you suggest, in the government. But, my gosh, on the most basic elements of democracy, the vote, if we can't have confidence in that, if that's not open, well, what do we have, Dr.?
Well, we really don't have anything. We have an authoritarian society where, of course, both political parties are controlled by the same people. And maybe it doesn't even make a dime's worth of difference whether we go to the polls or not. But I would certainly think that at least we'd want to be able to vote for a congressman, and a few of these people would not be under the control of the establishment. What they have done is they have certainly circumvented the electoral process, which had worked so well in America for, you know, almost 200 years. And bringing in these electronic voting machines simply deprives us of any meaningful vote. Oh, we can have all the exit polls we want to. But, of course, they're going to say, but look, this is the electronic decision. And the computer says that this guy won, this candidate won. And I think that what we're going to see is more and more people realizing that they are lying, that we cannot trust the government, and the fact that these have been introduced all across America and that 9 companies can control these voting machines, I think we should do away with them. Where is the cry from the American people? Now, you say you represent about 100 groups. Tell me about that.
Yes. Velvet Revolution is an umbrella organization comprising, as I say, nearly 100 election reform groups and, indeed, media reform groups, because you hit upon something, which is the fact that, you know, when that exact same scenario happened in the Ukraine, folks hit the streets in a velvet revolution, and they were able to make a change in what happened. The exact same scenario happened here, and of course we expect our politicians you know, not make a point of it if it doesn't help them, but where's the media? Where is the mainstream media, the corporate-run media? Why aren't they doing their job anymore and letting Americans know what's going on? I don't think it's a matter of a complacent populace as much as an uninformed populace. We have, and not only are they uninformed, they are disinformed. You know, they were told, if you ask the guy on the street, he'll probably tell you, oh, I think the election went very well. It wasn't nearly as bad as that election in 2000. Well, they're wrong because they haven't been told what really happened. You seem to have a very clear picture of what happened, but to get and one can get that. I mean, we've got stories going back really to just days after November at velvetrevolution.us, which is, by the way, updated every day, all day long, with all sorts of stories that relate to election reform and now media reform. But you have to go look for it. Meantime, if you sit around and you listen to CNN, MSNBC, and certainly Fox News, and then all the broadcast networks, you're going to get the idea that everything went just fine. Even if you read the New York Times, you know, they were talking about, as you mentioned earlier, you know, oh, these crazy left-wing bloggers and, you know, unhappy and conspiracy theories and they were pressing forward that agenda as well. So no wonder America doesn't think there's a problem out there.
Well, let me just suggest for any of our listeners who would like to know who controls the media. We carry a book by a left-wing professor. Well, we think it's an excellent book. That's why we carry it. Professor Ben Bekdakian's book, The New Media Monopoly. That's The New Media Monopoly. He was chairman of the Department of Journalism at the University of California in Berkeley, where I graduated from for many years. He's now emeritus. But Ben Bekdakian's The New Media Monopoly, the 7th edition of his book. You need to get it. You need to read it. And then you need to ask yourself, can we preserve our freedom with the centralization of the control of the media in the hands of a very few people? And then, of course, if you will want to read our March newsletter, because that will change your entire perspective of the American two-party system. We'll be back in just a moment with Brad Friedman right here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Brad Friedman, and he's leading a group that is dedicated to trying to do something about the electoral process. You see, we will not be able to maintain our freedom if this system is rigged. And I will tell you that we know from experience that in almost every state, the polls, the post-election polls that were taken by pollster agreed essentially with the vote that was taken there, except in the swing states. And in the swing states, why, there was a marked disparity, and certainly the other candidates should have won in those states, and they didn't. And here was whether there was great irregularity in the voting process and in the electronic machine. And so certainly, as Brad had pointed out, why, there in the Ukraine, they did election polling, And when the election polling didn't agree with the votes, they demanded a new election, and they got a new election, and this time why the candidate the United States government supported won the election. But here, when there's disparity, why, this is just not brought out, and we go blithely along because the American people have been dumbed down because the controlled media, and I believe it is a controlled medium, has not told the American people about the marked disparity and the marked problems that occurred in all of those swing states. Pick the story from there.
There was actually, I believe it was about 11 or 12 different swing states, and in every case, the folks who ran those exit polls later came out and said, well, the final results were within a margin of error. Okay. Problem is, if it in fact was a random error and it just happened to go that way every time, one would think that it would have happened as frequently the polls would have been wrong for George W. Bush and frequently wrong for John Kerry. No, they were wrong every single time, only for John Kerry. He was shown as leading in all of these exit polls, and he ended up losing in all of the final polls. So far, the exit polling companies have come out, and they have it took about 2 months to give some sort of report on what happened. Mind you, they won't release their actual data. All they say is, oh, it was our mistake. We made a mistake. Something wrong with our polls.
Well, if that's the case, why bother to do exit polls?
Well, in fact, what they're going to do next time, there's a move afoot in Congress to keep the exit polls from even being published prior to the election at all. Right now,
After the election polls are come after the election?
Well, actually, what happens is, and throughout the day, these exit polls, the companies send updates throughout the day to the various news organizations that they're affiliated with.
All right.
And throughout the day, we could tell, as these polls were coming in, that, you know, it looked like Kerry was going to win all the way. And then, suddenly, the election results came out, and they were different. And now folks have, there are Republicans in Congress claiming that the exit polls were purposely skewed to show that John Kerry was winning to somehow keep Bush voters from coming to the polls or something. I mean, it made no sense at all, and I don't know if there's anybody who would think, oh, the other guy is winning, I'm going to not go vote against him. I mean, it just defies common sense, and now what they're trying to do is to keep that information completely private so it doesn't get released at all, so that if there is a disparity, we'll never know it.
So the American people will never learn the truth. That's why, of course, when the Justice Department released the information under court order to Judicial Watch on President Clinton's pardons, 950 pages of blacked out material. Why is the Bush administration covering for the Clinton administration? Well, what do you say, Brad, to somebody who says, well, I don't think there's anything wrong here. I mean, I trust electronic voting machines. After all, I trust computers. I use them every day. We can trust the voting machines. Well, what do you say to those people?
I'd say go read the 106 pages of evidence that John Conyers of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee put together and presented on January 6th to every senator when they were hoping to challenge the electors in Ohio, which they did. That said, don't listen to my opinion, don't listen to John Conyers' opinion, go out and look at the evidence. I've heard from so many folks saying, and even on January 6th when they challenged the electoral results, we had senators and congressmen standing up, and unfortunately it was usually Republicans who were doing so, and were standing up and say there's absolutely no evidence that anything went wrong in Ohio on Election Day. No evidence. My gosh, we've got 106 pages of documented evidence that can be checked out, can be verified. Go inform yourself, and if you take a look at what really happened, and if you still have no concerns, well, then so be it. But
hold that thought right there, Brad. Let me get back. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
except genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. With us is Brad Friedman, and he is with an organization known as the Velvet Revolution, and they have a website. Brad, how does your group get financed? Where does the money come from? This is rather, an expensive proposition, updating a website, during the day, every day.
I'm glad you ask. Our donations, we are funded right now completely by the people, completely by citizens, completely by, hopefully, your listeners who come on by velvetrevolution.us and throw in a donation to help out this effort, which is, frankly, a massive effort, and we're doing extraordinary things. We've had 23 House members sign on to this effort so far, and they've sent letters to the American voting machine companies telling them to immediately adopt the Velvet Revolution recommendations, or they will do everything they can to withhold government money from going to these companies. You know, millions of dollars was set aside by the Help America Vote Act to buy new machines, and these companies are going to get that money unless something is done. We're trying to do something about it. We, of course, love to see them get that money if they're doing an open and transparent and verifiable job of it. If they're not going to, then we're going to hold them accountable. So we've had 23 House members come on board. David Cobb has come on board. He was a Green Party presidential candidate. Unfortunately, I can't yet announce, but we're going to have quite a few more very big names, actually, including some big names in the Senate, we'll just say that for now, coming on board in the next week or two. But we really need your listeners to come on board. As you suggest, please make a donation to help the cause, but as well, while you're there, And this is very important. Click. We have a link on almost every page that says click here to email to the companies. And it gives you the chance, and it'll take you 30 seconds, to send a note to all 9 of the major American voting machine companies telling them that you stand with the Velvet Revolution and you want them to do the right thing for this country. It'll take you 30 seconds at velvetrevolution.us, but you know, it's one place that I promise your voice will be heard and your voice will be recorded. So
all right.
Please come on by.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, now let me play the devil's advocate. You have actually mentioned that Representative Conyer has come up with over 100 pages of instances where there was evidence of fraudulent voting. But after all, Conyers is a Democrat, and he would be a Kerry supporter. He, of course, would be critical because he's a poor loser. After all, there wasn't one Republican who was up there pointing out the voting irregularities that we saw, you know, in the state of Ohio. I think Barbara Boxer was up there, but even Dianne Feinstein certainly wouldn't. She's a Democrat. She wouldn't get up. Nancy Pelosi was there, but there were no Republicans. They all thought that the election was completely fair.
Of course, and as you suggested, it wasn't just Republicans who were afraid to stand up and challenge it. It was Democrats, including John Kerry, who didn't even bother to show up. So
I think that is really so vitally important, Brad.
Yeah.
John Kerry could very well have contested the election, and John Kerry didn't. Do you think this was rigged from the very, very beginning? After all, they were both members of the same secret society, so secret that neither John Kerry nor George Bush would talk about the Skull and Bone Society, one of the most powerful secret organizations in America today. Why didn't John Kerry contest the election? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know what? That's what I'd like to know, too. I'm not going to go as far, frankly, as you have, and you're certainly not the only one to make that suggestion that the thing was rigged from the beginning. It may have been, but excuse me. It may have been, but if I don't have the evidence for that, I'm not going to report it. You know, I have a blog, bradblog.com, and I try to stick to the facts of what we know. That said, I think that John Kerry felt that right now we've got a. I mean, if you look at those people who have come out and said something went wrong here, they were immediately labeled as kooks and conspiracy theorists and. You talk about John Conyers, as being a partisan. Well, that's fine. I'm sure he is partisan. He certainly is. Never mind him being partisan. Look at the evidence. Decide for yourself. He has evidence in his report about, activities that Democrats were doing in Ohio on Election Day. So this, as I tell people, this is not about right and left. This is about right and wrong. Period, and it's not a partisan issue, So as far as Kerry, I think he was very concerned about the media buzzsaw, as we call it, and being labeled as a sore loser. And I mean, my gosh, you saw what happened to Gore in 2000, and that was a matter of 500 votes, in a state of how many million down there in Florida, and they, labeled him, oh, he's a sore loser. we have votes, 500 votes out of, 20 million or whatever they have down there? So, good Lord, I think he was afraid of that. Doesn't speak particularly well for him, in my opinion, because I think he should have stayed in there and fought. And, they promised they were going to make sure every vote counted this time. And, he did nothing of the sort, I'm sorry to say.
Well,
he makes up for it, but...
Well, I don't think he's going to, but I tell you, I'm a lifelong Republican. I spent a decade on the Central Committee of the Republican Party here in the state of California, and I am very concerned about the voting results in Ohio, and I think that we have to have fair elections, and when we cease to have fair elections, then our freedom is lost. And for that reason, I think I personally want to demand we get back to paper vote, because I don't trust under any circumstances the electronic voting machines. I think no matter what we do, they can be rigged one way or the other. We have to have a paper trail, and we really don't need an electronic voting machine if we're going to have a paper trail. That would be sort of icing on the cake, but always there's the possibility that they could come up with something fraudulent. Now, that is my concern, and what we've done is we've done it away with representative government. Now we have elections carried out by 9 electronic companies, and all we need is the majority of those to want a presidential candidate or a senatorial candidate or a congressional candidate elected, and he's going to be elected irrespective of how the people feel or believe.
And we have proof, in fact, that they do, that those 9 companies do support one particular candidate over another. You know, and I congratulate you, because as a Republican, and I'm afraid there's not as many of them out there as there used to be, which is, honest Republicans, willing to say something that may not be in lockstep with the party. And there's fewer and fewer folks out there like you, and so I congratulate you for doing that, because I come from the other side of the political spectrum. I'm not a Democrat per se. I didn't vote for John Kerry, but I'm, you know, certainly on the left, progressive, the liberal side. But this seems to be something, you know, wasn't it Ronald Reagan who said trust but verify? So that's what we're asking for, is a voting system that can be verified, because right now all we have is trust with no way to verify it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think this is a vitally important issue. I think that everybody should be incensed and demand we get back to a paper trail. You cannot trust government under any circumstances, and what a frightening thing it is to realize that we had exit polls that said one thing and computers that said another. And that determines the course of this country, and that means that the war in Iraq is going to continue. And I believe, of course, that World War III is imminent right now. Of course, our carrier groups are steaming right now towards the Middle East. There is certainly everything is being done to justify an invasion of Syria and Iran. There are minor revolutions taking place in Pakistan. One of the Kyrgyzstan or something of the sort, I never can pronounce the name of it, but one of the Islamic governments over there is in a state of chaos. We are sitting on a powder keg throughout the world, and it's because of our leadership in Washington, D.C. And I once said, no, I didn't vote for either presidential candidate. In good conscience, I could not back people who were justifying torture, and I just don't understand why John Kerry didn't bring out so many of the really important issues in the campaign. In fact, I really don't think there was a dime's worth of difference between the two candidates. We've got Ken calling from San Jose. Ken, how are you doing?
Okay, thanks for taking me on the show. I wanted to ask Brad what he thought of former Secretary of State Kevin Shelley's efforts here in California, supposedly to make the voting more fair with the machines.
Yeah, that's thanks for mentioning that. That's an emerging issue right now, a very important one. I mean, he had put the mandate that there would be no electronic voting machines in this state if they did not have a verifiable paper ballot with them. And of course, he was run out of town, and now Schwarzenegger is about to install someone else, and someone who doesn't seem to feel the same way about it, and is more than happy, it seems, to welcome Diebold into California, paper trail or not. This is something we really need to pay attention to. I'm sorry to say that through the work that I've been doing at bradblog.com and velvetrevolution.us, I've been keeping an eye really on the national picture, because there's so much going on nationally. If we have a second, I'll tell you what, I mean, it will blow you away, really, what happened last Monday at hearings in Ohio.
Well, go ahead and tell us.
There was Representative Bob Nye had hearings for the U.S. House Administrative Committee. He held hearings first in D.C., and it was on the Ohio election mess. He claims that he wanted to have bipartisan hearings to figure out what was going on. He invited J. Kenneth Blackwell to their hearings in Washington, D.C. Now, J. Kenneth Blackwell was the Secretary of State in Ohio, who also happened to be, just a coincidence, the co-chair for the Bush-Cheney re-elect committee.
I think that that would be, of course, should have been outlawed. They should have simply, he should have resigned from one position or the other. You can't have a conflict of interest like that.
You can, because that's what happens all over the country. It happened in Florida with Catherine Harris in 2000 and Glenda Hood again in 2004. That's the way it's going right now. That's the way the system is rigged. But what happened was they had their hearings out in D.C. Ken Blackwell was actually in D.C. at the time, but he refused to show up. So they decided, well, all right, we're going to go to Ohio and have hearings. They had hearings in Ohio, in Columbus, on Monday. This time they were able to get him to show up, but more notably, this group, and it's just unbelievable, the one voting rights group that was invited to testify at these U.S. House, you know, U.S. Congress hearings, was a group by the name of the American Center for Voting Rights. Sounds good. Well, I had never heard of them, seeing as how I work with, you know, about 100 groups like that at velvetrevolution.us. So I looked a little bit into this ACVR, as they call themselves, and guess what? It turns out they were formed last Thursday. It's not a joke. Unfortunately, it is funny, but it's not a joke. And they testified on Monday. Who testified? A man by the name of Mark F. Hearn. They call him Thor Hearn. And it turns out that Thor Hearn was the National Counsel for Bush-Cheney 04 and Bush-Cheney 2000. And he's the leader of this so-called voting rights group and testifies on a matter which may include, you know, criminal charges against Bush, Cheney, and the GOP. He testifies as a voting rights advocate, doesn't mention that he was the general counsel for Bush, Cheney, 04. And the one other fella who I've been able to talk to, who is associated with this group, who is their press spokesman, apparently, his name is Jim Dyke. Have you heard of Jim Dyke?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Jim Dyke is the communications director for the Republican National Committee.
Well, I'm sure glad that we have such impartial people testifying before Congressional
Committee. Exactly, yeah. Now, and mind you, they call themselves a nonpartisan 501c3 organization, which means they're tax-exempt, and, of course, they're nonpartisan. Do yourself a favor, come to bradblog.com, read up on some of the stuff we've got about that. But you know what? You don't even need to do that. You can go Google Thor Hearn. You can go Google Jim Dyke. And Jim Dyke was actually the one responsible for all those flipper costumes you saw during the election. You know, these guys are testifying as voting rights groups in hearings that are looking at the way the Ohio election was run and if there was any foul play from either side. And they don't even, specify that's who they are. Now, mind you, the leader of the committee, Bob Nye, knew who they were because Kevin DeWine, who is also a congressman on the committee, his son is one of the contributors to this report that they issued also on Monday. It's the first thing they've ever done. 31-page report about the problems in Ohio. And boy, oh boy, apparently, according to the report, there was a lot of problems in Ohio, and they all had to do with left-wing liberal groups registering people by the name of Dick Tracy and Mary Poppins. Mind you, none of those people actually voted, or there's no evidence of that, but that was their big concern about what went wrong in Ohio. No mention of those, as you say, the 4,000 votes in a single precinct that showed up for George W. Bush when only 630 people had voted that day.
Well, I think that we have to recognize that if there's nothing to conceal, then why are they so busy concealing it? And I fear that we're moving away from a representative government towards a fascist government. Ken, anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to find that out. It's very interesting.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Roger from Pennsylvania. Roger, quick question. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, on the status of that law, it presumably provides the money, but the states presumably are not required to take the poison bait for those electronic machines.
Is that right? Is that right? You mean the states have to go to electronic voting, or is it just you don't get the goodies, you don't get the money?
Right, you don't get the money, you lose, and you know, they're all in a panic because they'll lose, you know, in some cases $100-200 million to upgrade their electoral systems, but they have to go with the electronic machines, and you know, they can require paper trails on the machines that they buy. These secretaries of state can require it, but you've got for some reason legislators who don't want these paper trails. You know, there was bills in Congress, in the House and the Senate, prior to the 2004 election, calling for a paper trail on every ballot, and Denny Hastert and Tom DeLay would not even allow those bills to come up for debate.
I wonder why. Hey, thank you so much, Brad. It's been a fascinating hour. I've really enjoyed having you with us, and I hope you'll keep in touch and let us know what's happening, because we're on the left and I'm on the right, but we share a common desire to maintain a free society.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. I'll meet you in the middle anytime.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Really getting the truth from the media. Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory's going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time we need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our four best tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us, and you'll become part of our team. Now, if you'd like to get, of course, a free copy of our newsletter, and I could suggest either our January newsletter, which dealt with the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, a fascinating insight into what's going on, the February newsletter, going into the background of the wars of the last century, and, of course, our present newsletter, the March newsletter, of which really goes into the myth of the two-party system. Why? But that one won't be available for a few weeks, but you can call in if you want to learn how they're poisoning your children with fluoride. And that's our November newsletter. That's our December newsletter. One in five children, or one in six children in America, has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. We've poisoned a whole generation of our children, and it did not happen by accident. It happened by intent, because there really are evil and wicked people out there. And if you have a child or grandchild that has autism or attention deficit disorder or a reading disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, these are all a direct result of fluoride and of mercury and of the aspartame. If you have a child who is excessively obese and nothing can be done about it, why, they knew long before they released Nutrasweet on the market that it would produce pathological obesity in animals. And, of course, it would produce pathological obesity in our youth as well. It was well known, but you see, the American people don't know. So at least you need to get our four tape sets on aspartame, on mercury, on fluoride. And we actually have two sets on fluoride. And we have certainly a DVD on fluoride and a video on mercury and a video on aspartame. All of this information and so much more is available through Radio Liberty. We have an excellent video. It's called None Dare Call It Genocide. It's a talk I gave at our conference last November. It will give you an oversight of what's really going on. We have another excellent video. It's Bill Sardi, the talk that he gave to our conference, going into what the drug companies are doing and how they are poisoning not only the children but the adults as well. One of the best talks I have ever heard, and that's available on video from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and of course you can pull down our newsletters there, and you're welcome to copy them. You're welcome to distribute them. You can pull down, our radio programs, and you may copy those as long as you're not making any money on it. If you get our four tape sets or you get our videos, you're welcome to copy those as long as you're not making a profit on them. We want you to disseminate the information, because we're selling ideas. We're selling the only hope that there is for the survival of America, which is the realization that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And there really are organized organizations out there, secret societies. There are between 2 and 3 million people who've sworn the Masonic oaths in this country. Their oath is to the great architect of the universe, who is not the God of the Bible. And the average Mason doesn't even know that. We have hundreds, several thousand members of the Skull and Bone Society today. And, of course, they are bound together by secret occult oaths, so secret that certainly neither George Bush or John Kerry would even mention that during the campaign. And there's so much more we don't have time to go into. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of this spiritual battle for the survival of mankind. Until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.